what you could sweep with would be a...
A broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so the door sort of hiding the broom, you say the broom was...
Well, I don't keep my broom in a corner. I don't know what I would call it. The broom would be hidden.
Well, in relation to the door, it would be...
Behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get the dirty clothes together, and they'd do the...
The washing.
And on Tuesday, they'd do the...
Ironing.
What would you call washing and ironing together?
Well, they're really still the washing and the ironing. Now, we often say do the laundry, and we have a little room out beyond which we call the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
But the washing was what you did at home. The laundry was what you sent mm-hmm. when I was a child.
What about...
Don't ask me why, but that was the way it was.
You may have seen or heard about a big black thing they have in the yard to heat the water.
You mean one of those great big old wash pots?
Uh-huh.
Those big iron pots? It's just a big iron pot.
Any other names for those?
Not that I've ever used. I wouldn't be surprised, but they have some good Louisiana names for them.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd heat up water to make hot tea in?
Tea kettle.
Okay. Do you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
No, except in the old saying like the pot calls the kettle black, and obviously mm-hmm. that is the kind of... There used to be a small round kettle, as they would call it, that hung mm-hmm. over a fire. It would have a... It wasn't something, so at least to me, it wasn't something that was big like a wash pot. Anything that was that big was a pot,
mm-hmm.
and anything that sat on the fire itself was a pot. But something that hung could be called a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the kettle sometimes had a spout and sometimes didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought that the pot calling the kettle black obviously meant two things that were over the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kind of kettles we have nowadays don't ever get black.
What about something that people would fry eggs in nowadays?
Be a frying pan or a skillet.
What's the difference?
None.
And to get from the porch to the ground, you'd have some...
Steps.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Close the door. You might say shut the door, but I really don't. I say close.
Mm-hmm. And on some houses you have boards that lap over each other. You mm-hmm. call that...
You're talking about siding.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
And a hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I whipped the nail in.
Drove the nail in.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be... What in further?
Driven in further.
And you'd say you have to what the nail in?
Hit.
Or?
Tap if I don't want them to hit it very hard.
Okay. Or you'd say I get in my car and I what to town?
I drove to town.
Or?
If you want a nice one, I've never used this, but my grandmother and my aunt always said when they were going downtown, and I say I'm going downtown, they say I'm going down the street.
Meaning down?
Downtown. They meant they were going down to shop. I'm going down the street. They did not mean they were just going down the street on which they lived.
Mm-hmm.
Although when it started, they may have been doing that. They were living closer into town.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
Outhouse. Or mm-hmm. back house. I've always referred to it as an outhouse.
Uh-huh.
Or privy.
Which?
Now privy, oh well now, privy was what you said if you had pretensions. It's like
uh-huh.
calling a veranda instead of a porch. If you're plain folks, you went to the porch in the outhouse, but you
uh-huh.
were a little bit more refined or at least had pretensions on to being refined. Why, then you said that you had a veranda and went to the privy.
Uh-huh. Any crude or...
Oh, I've heard them called chick sales and things like that, but I
mm-hmm.
never used it myself. I've just heard other people calling it that.
And a building that could be used to store wood in would be called a...
Woodshed.
What about for tools?
Tool shed.
And on a farm, what different buildings would there be, or what different animals, and where would they be kept?
Well, on our farm, which we had as part of our ranching activities. Besides several barns and a silo, there were also what we call sheds, in which they kept various pieces of equipment. There was a smokehouse, there was a chicken house, there was a hog pen, there were outhouses, there was the dormitory house, which really became the main house later because the people who worked for us, see, often slept there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else they had? They had a butchering shed. We had, the sheds were used for various things. Everything was called a shed, nearly, that wasn't exactly a barn. And there was one where they ground up cane and boiled it and made syrup.
Mm-hmm.
There was where they butchered the hogs and they made sausage. Let's see what other buildings there were.
What did they call the upper part of the barn? Where the
hay loft.
Uh-huh.
Or the loft.
And if you had too much hay to put in the loft, you could leave it outside in a...
Well, I don't think we ever did that. We didn't leave it outside in a haystack, if that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They would have always been stored in one of the sheds,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Do you ever hear a term for, well, people...